And now on Wide World of Sports.
It's Ken. Ken's not great.
Kenny's Corner.
Ken, the bloody male model from Budgie.
Ken has a tremendous pull with the female audience.
Oh, you must be joking.
And this is a real honour because I grew up idolising this bloke, Mr. Ken Sutcliffe, and one of the reasons I got into sports reporting in the first place was watching Kenny on Channel 9 for a long period of time. He's on the line. Kenny, thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure. Gee, I hope I haven't destroyed anything for you. Okay, still? Not yeah. Seeing a therapist, are you? Okay.
I'm all good, mate. I'd love to be retired in Mudgee like you are one day. That's the dream.
Oh, well, you know, keep going. You'll be right. Work towards it. It's a massive goal to settle in Mudgee. But I tell you what, I'm really sorry for Morris. I look, everyone's entitled to their dignity. And I've said this before. And I don't think the Cronulla board left him with a lot of dignity.
No.
And that is the thing that really rankles me most. And I think probably along the line, he was trying to second guess everything the board wanted, which impinged and impaired his development as a coach at the Cronulla Sharks. But listening to that interview with Danny Widler, my heart bleeds for him. He as I keep on saying, He's done nothing wrong, and he deserves a lot better. He deserved his dignity. Five rounds into the competition, I just don't understand why they couldn't have gone with him for the rest of the year. It just has been handled pretty badly. It's appalling, actually, at the end of the day. And I feel sorry for him. More than that, I also feel sorry for his wife, who's been so supporting of everything that he's done. So, you know, it's not a good day for the Sharks. Fitzgibbon is obviously a very, very good coach, but it could have been handled so much better.
I agree. Perfectly put. Now, it's a big weekend in Mudgee because you've got an NRL game on Saturday afternoon. The Seagulls take on the Titans.
Yeah, it's terrific. You know, the Wembley of the West, there's nothing like it. West of the Blue Mountains, it's fabulous out there at Glenwillow. And Des and the boys are on their way here. I think they have arrived. The Titans, it's good that Tom Trbojevic has been named. Everyone's looking forward to seeing him. Fifita has obviously got good form. Both teams had wins last week. But we got a big TAB meeting, which Volandis allowed us to have off the cuff. He said to me one day, he said, I'll do better than just a meeting. We'll give you a TAB meeting on the Sunday. And we got wine and wings. And anyway, but by and large, there's so much happening in the area at the weekend. It's terrific. But, you know, it's a... This is terrific for Bush Rugby League, and it's part of what the NRL is trying to do.
I agree. And, you know, the more Bush footy we have, the better. Kenny, we're running out of time. Really appreciate you coming on. And a mate of mine will be very happy because he got a selfie with you at the Mudgee races a couple of months ago, and he's framed that, and he considers it one of his proudest moments. So the fact that I've talked to you will mean a lot to him. Appreciate your time.
Well, he could have set his sights a lot higher. But anyway, I'm happy for
you. You should be charging for those selfies. Good on you. Ken Sutcliffe, one of the greats, all-time Channel 9 legend of sport.